The targeting of Jewish Australians has sent shockwaves around the world, and it's renewed fears about anti-Semitic violence far from the Middle East. Governments and authorities are being urged to work harder to stamp out hate and protect the community. Ernst Herzog is the head of Combating Anti-Semitism and Intelligence and Security for the World Jewish Congress and joins me now.
Thank you very much. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
Thank you. How has the news of the Bondi attack affected the Jewish community internationally?
Well, I have to say that this did not come as a surprise for the international Jewish community. As you, of course, know, Jewish communities around the world have been targeted by various anti-Semitic attacks, and especially in the past decade by attacks stemming from Islamist extremism all around the world. So it wasn't a surprise, but it always comes as a shock. We all together feel as a big family. Nearly everybody around the world either knows somebody who was affected by this horrible event and Bondi Beach. But for us, it really is, after all this time, it's not if something will happen. It's a question of where and when it will happen. These constant calls in the past 2 years to globalize the Intifada resulted really in this. This is what globalized Intifada looks like, attacks on the Jews all around the world. Now, Jewish communities around the world have been on alert even before this attack, and of course remain to be after the attack.
Australia's traditionally been a safe and tolerant country. There's a strong Jewish diaspora here in Australia. Does it worry you that you're seeing this sort of anti-Semitic violence in a country like Australia? Or has the experience of the last 2 years meant that the presence of this kind of attack in Australia isn't surprising, more so than anywhere else in the world?
Well, it definitely is worrying. This is not, of course, the first attack in Australia. It is with these such lethal consequences. But in the recent past, we had a house of a prominent Jewish member attacked. We had also synagogues firebombed. So there was a writing on the wall, and this is just a kind of a domino effect of all that. But what is important to stress here, this is not really only attack on the Jewish community, but it is an attack on Australia as a society. And this is not message being sent to the Jews. We, as a Jewish community around the world, got this message long time ago. It is a message also to Australia and the rest of the free and democratic world, really. And it's being sent by Islamist extremists. They're pretty much sending us a message: you think you're safe? Well, you're not. We are coming. And this is what is worrying. The really worrisome part of it is that they're not only coming, they're already embedded in free and democratic societies. And this is something that we really have to wake up and pay attention to.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suggested that political leaders overseas, including Australia's Prime Minister, haven't done enough to confront anti-Semitism in the wake of the October 7 attacks on Israel. Do you share that concern? Do you see enough effort being put in by world leaders to try to curb anti-Semitism?
Right. Well, look, 100 years ago, when Hitler was sending signals, it took time for the world to wake up and recognize the scale of the evil that was coming together with him. And again, I do not think that this particular attack and what is going on here is only about the Jews and only about anti-Semitism. Those who attacked the Jews on Bondi Beach, their ideology is about global Sharia taking over the world. And they're not really shy about it. We just need to listen to them, to what they have to say. And let's not forget one thing, which is also very important. Ordinary Muslims. This is not about Islam. This is about Islamism. It's a perverted interpretation of a religion. Ordinary Muslims are first and the biggest victims of extreme Islamism, and we should not forget that. Somehow, it's for us living in the Western societies. When this something happens in Afghanistan or Pakistan, we tend to not pay too much attention. But this is exactly it. It's ordinary Muslims being attacked by these extreme groups, and same way, in a way, if I'm making the parallel with Hitler, the same way ordinary good Germans were the first victims of Hitler's suicidal ideology. So, if Australia is doing enough to curb anti-Semitism, yes, I guess that can be discussed. But I think what is more important here that we need to really wake up and understand that we are in this together. We as a civilized world, if you like, and we better recognize this now and sooner rather than later before it's really too late.
Ernst Herzog, I appreciate you talking to me this morning. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Ernst Herzog is the head of Combating Anti-Semitism, Intelligence and Security at the World Jewish Congress.